This is Radio X. Radio X.
The legendary singer Freddie Mercury has joined fellow rock idols Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart by being honoured with a heritage blue plaque at his childhood home in West London. The plaque commemorating the former Queen frontman was unveiled by the band's guitarist Brian May at the unassuming terraced house in Feltham, where Mercury lived with his parents after the family arrived from Zanzibar in 1963. It was whilst living at this house that he met May and Roger Taylor, who would go on to form one of the world's most loved and iconic bands. Clint Eastwood's new film about the US pilot who famously crash-landed a plane in New York's Hudson River has opened this year's Telluride Film Festival. Sully, in which Tom Hanks plays Chelsea Sully Sullenberg, premiered on Friday at the Colorado event. All 155 people on board the US Airways flight survived the emergency landing after the plane had been hit by a flock of geese. The film festival finishes on September the 5th, and the showing of Sully marks Eastwood's first film at the festival since he showed White Hunter Black Heart there in 1990. Action movie star Jackie Chan is to be given an honorary Academy Award for his extraordinary achievements in film. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences also voted to give honorary Oscars to editor Anne V. Coates, casting director Lynn Stallmaster, and documentary maker Frederick Wiseman. Academy President Cheryl Boone-Isaacs described the recipients as true pioneers and legends in their crafts. Chan, who is now 62, has starred in dozens of martial arts films in his native Hong Kong, including Police Story, Armor of God, and their various sequels. He went on to have a huge international success with hits like Rumble in the Bronx, animated film Kung Fu Panda, and the Rush Hour franchise. He'll be honored at the Academy's Governor Awards on the 12th of November.